to see all of you. The Lord is good, right? Amen.
Amen.
All the time. Amen. All the time. And that's a good thing to know. I want to share with you from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, everything, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. And let me read the different seasons that he talks about. Then we'll come back to verse 1. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time of peace. So there's all these things that require time. There's all these things that require specific seasons. But when you look at verse 1, he says to everything, there is a season. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. And so there's all kinds of purposes of God under the heaven. There's all kinds of things that God wants to do under the heaven. But what he has done, he has put a season for every purpose. A season for every purpose. And so then, the issue is not to know the season. The issue is to know the purpose of this season I'm in. Because you can know I'm in the season of grieving. You can know I'm in the season of war. But you don't know the purpose for the war. The purpose for the planting or the purpose for the plucking. And there are things that you cannot understand on this side of heaven. There are things you will not understand because they are beyond what our mind can handle. The book of Job says that Job lost everything in a day. He lost his cows, he lost his camels, he lost his children, all in a day. And when he sat down, he said that I came naked and I shall return naked. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But then his friends came and were silent for a season because that season required silence. It's no speaking. When they spoke in the wrong season. And what they did, they told Job, you must have sinned. There's no way something like this can happen. And you see, there are things we go through and we are willing to accept. We must have done something. And because we are in this world, you go all the way back and you start looking at generational curses. You just start looking at whatever. I don't know what my grandfather did. I don't know whose pencil I stole in primary school. And so it is very easy to preach about generational curses. It's very easy to say, well, I really shouldn't have, you know, looked at that person that way. I shouldn't have called them that. I shouldn't have thought that. But, and they tell Job that, and Job fights back and says, I have been righteous. I have been righteous. And he defends himself to the point where he starts accusing God. And he says, because I've been righteous, I think there's Pastor Peter looking for. And because I have been righteous and these things are happening to me, then God must have made a mistake. God must have made a mistake. And it goes so bad, he starts accusing God of injustice. He says, God, he is not right. He's not righteous. Timudhigu. Kama mefanya hi, yeye si mtakatifu. Yeye si wa haki. Mpaka ikafika mahali, now he put himself above God and said, God does not understand. And that's when now God comes and begins asking him questions. Asking him questions. And Job eventually says, I had said I wanted to talk to you, but I realized I had put myself into understanding things that are too wonderful for me. And so he says, I despise myself in dust and ashes. Sasa, mimi na wewe tumesoma kitabu ya Ayubu. Na even now we don't understand why God would pick a fight with the devil. Why God would bring all of this to the... That is not explained. We have the book, but we still have so many questions that we would want to ask. If it was your life, and God comes and says, do you know where I keep the snow? Do you know where I keep the hail? Do you know where the sun rises? And he does not answer the question, why did you kill my children? But this is the thing. There are questions that cannot find answers. Not because God doesn't have answers, but because we would not understand the answers. We would not understand the answers. And so, we have two things. One, to understand there is a season. My daughter Eva is at that age where they ask about everything. What is that? Why? And so you have to remind yourself not to be irritated, because she will go back and come, and what is that? And why? So, and I am teaching her, but there are things that she can't understand. There are things that she will not understand for now. And so I will tell her, that is red. But really, that is not red. People who know colors, they will tell you that is not quite red, but I have to tell her it's red. And then she will look at that and say, what is that? And I will say, it's red. And so she gets confused. But it's because I know her mind is not able to handle the difference between a candle and a cushion and that color and this color. And so, two things. One, we know how to bow before God's power, but we also need to learn how to bow before God's wisdom. To say, unafanya mambo ambayo mimi siwezi kuelewa, lakini wewe bado ni Mungu. If I understood you completely, you would not be God. And so to bow before God's wisdom. And we know this, that God allows in his wisdom things that he can easily prevent by his power. Kuna mambo ambayo Mungu anaweza kuzuilia kwa nguvu zake ambayo anaachilia kwa hekima yake. Na kwa hivyo tunaona nguvu zake, tunaona mkono wake wa nguvu, lakini lazima bado tuone hekima yake. Because us being here, as we are as a result of God withholding his mighty hand to deliver his son, we are saved because at a point where God could have come and destroyed everyone, he withheld his hand and allowed his wisdom to go before. And so there are things we don't understand now, and we are looking for the power of God. But he is saying, this season is a season for my wisdom. And Jesus tells Pilate, I can call angels. I can call angels and they come and get me here. You are not holding me back. It is my Father who has allowed this. And so there are seasons we will go through where we don't need to see the power of God. we are operating where the wisdom of God is so high, and at that point, then the second thing comes in, where we ask for grace. Because for every season, there is a purpose, and every purpose comes with grace. And so, kama Mungu anataka kunifunza kitu in this season, the thing is, I don't miss it. I should not miss it. Wana wa Israeli walikula mana for many years. And God would have provided a meal, a full course meal every day. Eh? Biblia inasema that Elijah ate meat. Even the children of Israel ate meat until ikatokea kwa mapua. It's not that they were, God could not provide food. But the Bible says, I caused you to hunger to teach you. To teach you. I was teaching you something. There was a reason. There was a purpose for that season. But wao, waka complain. Wakanuna for 40 years. They missed it. And so, akuna season inaishi. The time to kill, it will pass. The time to mourn, it will pass. The time for joy, it will pass. The time to be born, it will also pass. And then it will be a time to die. The question is, are we understanding the season we are in? And then tuulize Mungu atupatie neema ya hiyo season. You see, it's easy to ask for neema right now when you're mourning. But many of us don't ask for grace when we are rejoicing. We just rejoice and go through it and enjoy and take pictures. And then we find the season is gone and we learned nothing. And so God knows that the biggest seasons to teach us are usually the seasons where we slow down. Where we slow down. And Ecclesiastes says it is better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting. Because we rarely learn anything on holidays. Thanksgiving, we rarely learn anything. Hakuna mtu anasema mimi nilienda Christmas, nikaona kwamba Mungu sasa ako karibu na mimi kabisa. Lakini when we go through a bad season, what we call bad, do we know God personally? And so then, what is the purpose of this season? And then, what is the grace? And that is a part that I pray we understand today. Sababu, there is grace for this season. The problem is when we try to go with the grace from last season. Vile mlitoka, So there is a grace you had a month ago when you went to Kenya. There is grace you needed then. There is grace you will need now. There is grace you had when you had a grandfather and you had a father. There was grace that you will need now, that you are pretty much the elder of the family. And so, kumuuliza Mungu akupatie hiyo neema. Sababu, Paul alisema, Mungu alisema, hata toa humuiba. So, if you are not going to remove the thorn, akamwambia, I will give you grace, so you can handle this. So, there is grace even now. And I know your name is great. There is grace for you in this season. Yeah? Now, unaweza kuangalia useme, okay, this is a mistake. I was just about to go to school. I was just about to change jobs. I just came from Kenya. You know, this is all confusing. But you realize that once you bow to His wisdom, you can access grace. Mwambie sasa, because you knew this was going to happen, and there is a purpose for this. There is a purpose for this. Because even your dad himself, his dad had passed away. So there's a time he had to step up and become the father of the village, the father of the family. And even that one, there was a time they were left. And so there are generations being left. Na hata sisi tutaondoka. Na watoto watu watauliza, so what are we going to do? They have always been there in our lives. They have always been directing lives. And they will have to step up and ask for the grace of their season. Yeah? And so there is nothing new under the sun. The only thing is to understand there is a season. And for that season there is a purpose. And for that purpose, there is grace. So which direction does God wants you to lead the family? Which direction? Usiseme niliona kwa mama Kamau, baba yao walikufa, wakaanza kugawana mashamba. Grace, the purpose might not be that. The purpose is not like the other one. And so ask God to show you the purpose for this season, and then uingie kwa hiyo grace. We have a friend of ours, baba alikufa February, na bado hajazikwa. There has been court cases after court cases, tunawaombea. But there are people who want to handle different purposes at the wrong season. Na hakuna grace hapo. Na so, kuna grace ya kwenda kesho. Kuna grace ya kwenda mazishi. Kuna grace ya kuinua your siblings and their children. There is grace for everything that you need in this season. And that's what we are praying, that God give you wisdom to know the purpose and also understanding to know the grace. Even when we have unanswerable questions, we look back and we realize it was all for good. It was all for good. Amen?
Amen.
It was all for good. And that is our inspirational character about God. Kujua yeye ni mwema. Yeye ni mwema. All the time. All the time. That he is good. And so I want to begin there. And I want you to begin there. That God is good. All the time. That he is good. And so even this, it will come out for good. For his glory. And for my part in that glory, it will come out for good. Tukiachilia the season to function as God has called us to, then we'll realize there was grace all along. There was something God was doing, and tukiingia kwa hiyo, tuona akwamba, yeye, he is not confused, and he does not make mistakes. Mungu abariki sana, tuombea familia.